Sanitation experts and other professionals provide assistance to people caught in crisis in more than 60 countries worldwide. To donate or help, visit doctorswithoutborders.org, please. They need your help. And locally, right here in East Palo Alto, the Ecumenical Hunger Program was founded in 1975 by a group of church women. This private nonprofit organization located in East Palo Alto provides emergency food, clothing, case management, and household essentials to families in need in East Palo Alto, Menlo Park, and Palo Alto. To lend helping hand or provide a much-needed donation, visit on the web ehpcares.org, ehpcares.org. Check them out, the Ecumenical Hunger Program. And later on today, remember, it's dawn and global warming in the place of Joseph and the Iron Skillets. So 12 o'clock today, you'll be getting some great world music from DJ Don. Keep it locked. This is the Talking Blues Special. This is KZSU Stanford, the Talking Blues Special, entering the second hour now. George Harmonica Smith, the architect of the West Coast Blues harmonica sound. You can hear it today, and he's long gone, and quite a few players. Had a song for ABC Bluesway, had an album for ABC Bluesway called Of the Blues. And here, he wrote a letter to the president.
Dear Mr. President, you know, I've been riding freight trains for more than 20 years. Been riding them all my life. Fact is, freight trains are my home. I'm a God-fearing man, and I know you are too. Sitting here in this old boxcar, thinking about what's going on in this old world, I thought I'd put a few things on paper. What's been on my mind? I ain't gonna beat around the bush because I know your time is precious. You in the driver's seat now, and I want you to take the bull by his horns. As we say, action brings satisfaction. For 300 long had to take the back seat. But now, like wildfire, we won't rest until we spread all over. Here's what we want, Mr. President. We want all of the white-only signs down. We want all of our children to enjoy all of the opportunities that we never had. The opportunities that plays certain important parts in building a decent American life. A whole lot of presidents trying to get elected made us a lot of wild promises, like they was going to put a chicken in every pot and a car in every garage. Well, the time has come where just toleration is a thing of the past. We want you to know that a chicken in every pot and a car in every garage is going out with button shoes, and we ain't going for that no more. America now gotta practice what it preach, right down to the old nitty-gritty. You proved that you had guts when you lost the election and still kept running. But that's life. Say the truth, I felt sorry for you myself when I used to see you on TV, sticking your chin out, trying to be brave. To be honest with you, I didn't vote for you. In fact, I almost didn't vote for anybody. But at the last minute, I got scared, worrying about you winning, and ran out and voted for the other guy, who I really didn't believe in either, just to keep you out. Now, to be frank with you, I'm kind of glad that you won. I even told some of my friends, look like that guy's going to be all right after all. He knows it means something to say liberty and justice for all. Well, from some of the things that you have done already, looks like you're going to be all right. Remember, before you cut in the ice with us, you still got a long ways to go. I hope in my heart, our two people can go that long way together. Our motto is, I come from Missouri. You got to show me. Like the good Lord said, the meek shall inherit the earth. Very sincerely, George Smith.
Playing Washington, D.C. makes me feel not only among friends, but close to the seat of government. Provides me with an opportunity to deliver, for example, this open letter pressed into my hands by a man on my street. I am not mistaken, I once read, back during that short spell I spent in school, where every slave set free was supposed to get, for slaving, 40 acres and a mule. Now, ain't no telling how much work was done by my ancestors under slavery's rule, but sure as hell, the total's got to run at least 40 acres and a mule. Now, I'm not saying this to see folks sweat, 'cause I'm not bitter, neither am I cruel. But ain't nobody paid for slavery yet about my 40 acres and my mule. We had a promise that was taken back. And when we hollered, it was, hey, shmiku. Well, me, I'm being rowdy, hot, and black. I want my 40 acres and my mule. Don't tell me not to get myself upset. Don't look at me like I'm some kind of ghoul. Just answer quietly, when do I get my gun? Now 40 acres and my mule. No thanks, I'll take my own self out to lunch. No thanks, I'll dig me my own swimming pool and lay and play around with my own bunch. Yeah, I get 40 acres and a mule. 'Cause interest gotta go on, just like rent. I may be crazy, but I ain't no fool. 100 years of debt at 10% per year, per 40 acres and per mule. Now, add that up. Ooh-wee, look at that. No wonder y'all call great-grandma Jewel. Just pay me that and call the whole thing square. Yes, Lordy, 40 acres and a mule.
The dark brown shades of my
cuts flesh against my hollow bones. That rocks my soul. Because I'm black, somebody tell me, what can I do? Oh Lord, oh, something is holding me back. Is it because I'm black? Yeah. She worked so hard to earn every penny. Yeah, oh Lord, something is holding me back. Is it because I'm black? Is it because I'm black? Yeah. Oh, somebody tell me, what can I do? Will I survive or will I die?
You be good to yourself if you can't be good to nobody else. Yeah? That's right, because remember, charity starts at home and spreads abroad. What goes around comes around. If it starts out right, it's gonna come back the same way, baby. Right on, Pete. What you city they call the Windy City. Now they called it the Windy City because of the hawk, the almighty hawk. That's Mr. Wind, boy, and he's mean in the wintertime. I happen to have lived on a street that was a dead-end street, see? And I lived right at the end of the block where there was nothing to stop the wind and the elements to keep them from blowing right into my house. I mean, really socking it to us in the wintertime. You see, in Chicago in the winter, when the boilers would burst and the heat was all gone, we would have to get fully dressed to go to bed if we didn't want to freeze in our sleep. I'd put on everything but my goulashes because they had buckles on them, see. And my grandmother didn't play that. No, she didn't. She'd say, boy, if you get in the bed with them goulashes on, I'll try my best to kill you, foolies. You crazy. If you've never been there, you should go there certain months of the year and go into particular parts of town, like downtown around Michigan and Wacker Drive on the lakefront. And you'll notice that they put ropes on some of the buildings to help folks get around the corners. That's right, because the wind's coming off the lake like a giant razor blade, baby, and it's cutting everything in sight. It don't miss a thing. You can't have an opening anywhere, because if you do, it's instant frostbite. You talk about socking it to you? In Chicago, the hawk socks it through you to the bone. like a giant razor blade all the way, baby. Well, now let me tell you, they said this is a big rich town, but I lived in the poorest part, and I was raised on a dead end street in a city without a heart. Oh, Lord, and I learned to fight before I was six. The only way that I could get along. Never going back there to live again. Never going back there to live again. I'll never go back to live on the dead end street no more. Y'all take care, and thank you so very much. 'Cause I'm gonna get me a gun, save my dough, man. And I'll get on away from here, and I won't go back to live there. No, 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 no. No, 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 oh, yes,
and in case you did just tune in, this is the Talking Blues Special, the 3 hour of a blues show from 9 to noon. Blues of the Feeling is in the house, but, well, I'll explain. Why do they climb Mount Everest? Because it's there, right? Why do Talking Blues? Because it's there. Lou Rawls with his classic live version of Dead End Streets, and that's the only way to get Lou. It's in front of an audience. That's when he was at his best. And that comes off a Polydor release called Natural Man, the classic Lou. Syl Johnson from a original 45 RPM disc. Is it because I'm black? And Syl's going to be in San Francisco. He'll be back. He's a legend, a Chicago legend. He was here last year. He came out for a little bit. He's an older cat now, but he can still play and sing great. And he was one of the only cats of his generation that really stepped forward, made a record questioning the whole race issue in America. And he didn't realize how big and important it was going to be and become. And it really has. It's become an anthem. Is It Because I'm Black? On Twinight Records, the original 45 release. Oscar Brown Jr. live in Washington from his Oscar Brown Jr. Goes to Washington Verve release. It's on the CD. 40 Acres and a Mule. Told the truth that time. What about in America? Where's the 40 Acres and the Mule? Reparations? Are you kidding? Don't bring that word up. And before that, starting it all out, George Harmonica Smith telling the real truth. And it's going to get deeper and thicker in just a minute, folks, so hold on to your hats. This is the hour of power right here, 10 o'clock. George Harmonica Smith with a letter to the president, and I do believe Richard Nixon was president when he wrote that. That was George's album of the blues from the Bluesway, ABC Bluesway record label. Now, a young man that came out of Alabama, he's gone now, but he left us some great stuff. Willie King. And he really, really, really knew how to tell the truth. He was a local activist in his community. He wasn't just a blues man. He didn't have a blues career. He had a blues life. And when he finally got discovered later in his life, he told the truth. And here's Willie King. And I just want to take a minute here. There's been so much talk as of late in the news. And there's so many pundits and people talking stuff they don't know or lying out of their teeth. And we're finding it on every level of government, sports, journalism. And I can't even imagine how these people are getting away with this. You didn't used to be able to lie or deceive like this. You get caught, maybe you get a hand slap, you got to go away for a while, then you reinvent yourself and come back. A lot of people walking around like that. And I'm just sick and tired of all this phony talk. So I thought today I'd bring in some real talk, some truth. So if America wants to talk about terrorism, it should check its own backyard first. Here's the man that's going to tell you why and how it happened. Willie King was terrorized. Thank you.
You know they laughed at me, and you know I didn't even make myself. You know they laughed at me, and you know I didn't even make myself. You know they turned around and hung me from the tallest oak tree. So you talk about terror, talk about terror. I've been terrorized all my days. So you talk about terror, you know I've been terrorized all my days. You know I wish it would change. Got to change no me evil way. Now look at here. You know I worked in the cotton field. I worked the hay field too. You know I went on down, and I even worked at sawmill. With no money, no money, and no shoes go on my feet. Didn't have nothing. And you know, didn't have nobody feel my pain. I worked in the rain, didn't have nobody to feel my pain. You know they hung me from the tallest oak tree. Changed my name, no, they left me in shame. You talk about terror, I say you talk about terror. I've been terrorized all my days. Now look at here. Lay awake at night, didn't have a bite to eat. I worked all day, I can't even eat. Can't even sleep for the pain inside. I said, Lord, how much on me? Talking about terror, tell you talking about terror. I've been terrorized all my days, all my days. Thank you.
Yeah, all right, man. Well, I'm just thankful to everyone for giving me another chance with another CD, and I just want, I'm just thankful, and I want to give credit to our spirit and the blues. And the blues have always been part of me, you know, every day. I live it every day, you know. This way I was taught, to live it every day, you know. So it's about love, you know, the blues. Sharing, helping each other, caring for one another. This is what the blues life is all about. I remember from a little boy how people's in the little around you in the community or the neighborhood, how they would help each other and just care for each other. And anybody gets sick, you know, that community is all around them, you know, till you pass on or get well. And I always loved and made me felt good. I always, you know, just kept holding on. I'm holding on to the blues life because I found out it's a good life to live. You in peace with you, you know, with yourself. You in peace with the Creator. You just feel good. And I just want to pass it down, keep passing it down. And we got to, you know, working with the young people, it's passing it on down. And around where I live now, I see more and more young people's coming out now. You know, they're coming out to the blues, listen to the blues. At one time, about 2 or 3 years ago, they said, well, hey, man, we don't want to hear that old stuff, you know. But now, I don't know what happened, but some have made, a lot of them changed their mind because they begin to come around, listen, dance, and feel good, mix and mingle with the older peoples. And they need to be around older peoples to learn some of that knowledge, to help them. You know, it will help them stay out of a whole lot of trouble. Yeah, help them to be great men and women. But the blue life is just a good life to live because you're around people that love and really care for you every day, you know. So that's my lifestyle, and it's what I always want to be, a part of the blues, and I'm going to have to go down with it, with the blues, you know. People might call it devil music or whatever, but to me, it satisfies my soul, you know. And anytime you help people help you, you show love and you receive love, to me, you know, this is where it's at to me. You know, because it's all about when it all boiled down, all what's said and done, but when it all boiled down, it's boiled down to love. You know, if we don't have that love for each other, you know, we ain't going to make too much progress. And most of all, we won't ever be happy. And that's one of the key things in life to me, is being happy. You're not going around with a worried mind, you know. And so you had to help people, and you receive this kind of mind. You know, you had to give and freely to help them feel the pain, other people's pain as well as yourself, you know. And it just makes you feel good. So with that, I'm going to keep rolling the blues and playing the blues. And on this CD here, I'm kind of, we got it kind of mixed, a little political, but I'm reaching out. I'm dividing half and half, you know, because I'm reaching out, trying to bring more peoples into this kind of lifestyle, blues life. Yeah, it's a good life to live. To me, it's a God life. I just got to say it, you know, because people just recognize, you know, we just love each other. That's what it's all about, as a family. So that's what it all boiled down to, helping each other, caring for each other. So with that, keep on trucking, keep on playing the blues and listen to the blues. It will learn you something, teach you a whole lot. It taught me to how to try to make a man, try to make a man out of myself, you know. Want to be about something. Just don't want to waste my time doing nothing, you know. So I feel good about it. So I'm on end with that. Thank you.
Breaking up big rocks on a chain gang. Breaking rocks and serving my time. Breaking rocks, I tear on a chain gang. Cause I've been convicted of crime. Hold it steady right there while I hit it. Yeah, I reckon that ought to get it. Been working and working, but I still got so terrible long to go. I commit the crime, Lord, I need it. Crime of being hungry and poor. Left the grocery store man bleeding when he caught me robbing his store. Hold it steady right there while I hit it. Yeah, I reckon that ought to get it. Been working and working, but I still got so terrible long to go. And did you say 5 years hard labor on the chain gang, you guanaco? I heard the judge say 5 years of labor. I heard my woman scream, Lordy, no. Oh, hold it steady right there while I hit it. Yeah, I reckon that ought to get it. Been working and working, but I still got so terrible long to go. Wanna see my sweet honey baby? Wanna break this chain off and run? I wanna lay down somewhere shady. Lord, it sure is hot in the sun. Hold it steady right there while I hit it. Yeah, I reckon that ought to get it. Been waking and waking, but I still got so terrible long to go. Breaking up big rocks on a chain gang. Breaking rocks and saving my time.
Man, why are you looking so drunk? And this being New Year's Eve, ain't you going to the dance?
No, man. All my friends in the pawn shop. Plus, I missed a figure today. And I didn't go to my hang. But you can believe next year, I'll not be suffering with the shorts like this.
Why?
Because I'm making some New Year's resolutions, and I'm going to keep them.
Yeah, I know all you cats have often said, next year I intend to be cool, cause I'm gonna save all my bread. I'm gonna quit chasing them chicks and hollering out loud and flashing my cash trying to draw a crowd. I'm gonna keep my vines out the pawn shop and stay looking real neat and start tasting them cooler brands instead of Sneaky Pete. And I'm gonna stop my land props from singing the blues. And each and every rent day, I intend to pay my dues. Well, for the first few blacks, well, you do it upright. And then you start wondering what's happening on the scene tonight. You lamp your bread and you ease out a pound. Now you know that's gonna cool you, cause you ain't going for but a round. There's old Freddie and Paul, my man Cal, an old sud busting Francis acting like a glamour gal. Where you been, man? We ain't seen you of late. You must have hit the figures, cause you sure look great. Well, I know he's shucking and jiving, but vanity being our case, everything's cool, man. Come on, have a taste. Well, you forget about time while he tells you about the past, and you fail to dig, your pound is splitting very fast. Say, do you know that chick over there? The one with the hat box and the long black hair? Yeah, she's a friend of mine who thinks she's real wise, but I'll cut you into her if you got eyes. after all the formalities and she don't drink or smoke. Now you know you can take her for the pure okie doke. You lay down your sound and, well, just when you think this is it, one of the big fellas show up and say, all right, baby, let's split. Everything is a drag and you want to quit the scene, 'cause your pound is gone and so is the queen. You cop the morning papers, well, and you make it home to bed, and then you think of all them resolutions that you never should have said. The next bright, on the way to your haim, you wonder to yourself if you really that much of a lame. Oh well, I might as well try to cheer up, 'cause next year I'm sure I got to have better luck.
Folks, here's a story about a friend of mine from out in the Midwest. He's a tall, handsome guy, and Jack, he really knows how to dress. He wears nothing but the best at no times that money can buy. I've watched him so often pay as high as $100 just for one necktie. He was something to look at when he came on the scene. Check, that cat was clean. He used to change his vines at least 7 times a day. And what he paid for them, Jim wasn't he. Like one vine alone cost the cat $3,000. And he had 2 $50,000 rings. And he wore one on each hand. Check, that cat was clean. When Bobo walked down the street, he'd sweep the average woman right off her feet. And another thing I like about it, Jim, that cat was built. And the shirt she wore cost a grand a piece, handmade out of pure Japanese silk. Jack, that cat was clean. He had coal black hair and his teeth was white as snow. The chicks used to scream when Bobo walked in the door. He'd sometimes smile and give the girls a wink. And the top coat he was wearing was hand-stitched, fur-lined, out of pure genuine. Check, that cat was clean. He had a pair of shoes, I ain't never seen a pair like that. And what he used to wear with them was a pair of silk slacks, cost him 7 bills, and a $500 genuine Panama hat. Jack, that cat was clean. The gloves he wore must have cost him $800 a pair, and he had a pair to match everything that he'd wear. And every time he went out, I don't care when, you'd always see him wearing that $70,000 stick pin. Check, that cat was clean. I got a long distance call late yesterday. Yeah, you guessed it all right. It was from Bobo. And he said he just bought a jet and he was headed this way. So here's a tip to all you so-called playboys. With them fine queens, you better get them out of sight before Bobo comes on the scene. Because the way that cat dresses Jim, and with his dough, if he hit on one of them, ain't no way in the world she can say no. Because that cat will be clean, clean, clean. Ooh-wee, that cat will be clean.
The other night, out along Skid Row, by a liquor store sign's garish glow, I saw a fellow I used to know a long, long time ago.
good with the lost, with the living dead, with rumpled clothes and a reeling head, reviewing the wasted life he'd led. And as I passed, he said, let me tell you a story as sad but true, about someone who just may remind you of you. Let me tell you a tale that may help you wake up when you think, somebody buy me a drink. It begins long ago on a happy day, with a fool who was loved but threw love away, who exchanged a good home for a flop house, a bar, and a clink. Somebody buy me a drink. Well, to see me today when I have hit the skids, who would think I once had a fine wife and kid? Yes, I was that fool after treasure and pleasure, and love was just a game played with some other dame. Now there's only one thing I feel certain of, the only true treasure in life is love. Without someone to love and love you, see how low you can sink. Somebody buy me a drink. Don't blow your cool. You gotta have nerves of steel, and never show folks how you honestly feel. I've lived my whole life this way. For example, take yesterday. I breezed home happy, bringing her my pay. Her note read, so long, sappy, I have run away. I threw myself down across our empty bed, and this is what I said. But I was cool, so I won for the road it at an all-night bar. Wound up so loaded I tore up my car. The judge threw the book at me, and when I read his sentence there, I said, I said, she's the only one I have to thank, and I found her and pulled my gun and fired point blank. The shot whistled right straight past that woman's head,
and kill my hound dog dead. Say, be cool, play cool, stay cool, keep cool, cool.
Chicago is all reef, but I think I'm gonna cut on out of this town, cause it's really bringing me down. Everything is all reef here, but I don't know, I think I'll cut along South Parkway and see what Rooty. I guess I better take the bus on downtown and grab the train and cut out since I have my ticket. It's really a drag. Well, the train is pretty crowded, but it's still rolling real mellow. Next stop is Detroit. I think I'll get off there. Detroit looks very mellow, very mellow. I think I'll jump on up on Adams Street and see what the cat's doing on with St. Antoine. Bolivian somewhere. I believe I want to go to Cleveland. Yeah, I'm going to cut on out to Cleveland now. I had the traveling blues. I go out on Cedar Street there. Cedar's jumping. I think I better take me another train and cut on out of here and jump on into. I don't know. I think I'll stop in the Toledo. Everything is all right here. I think I'll stay here a while. Root.
Man, this city's really jumping. Let's go see what these cats is doing uptown here. Take the E train up and fall on back down on the Vought train. Think we better stop in here and have us a double order or Ruto Rooney's. With potato salad. Better go on Lenox Avenue for a while and see what the cat's doing over there. Gates, well look at Gates. You must be going up to the home of the happy feet there, Gates. Salad, let's go up and have a little mellow session up there. Very mellow. Yeah, let's stop.
stop on 125th Street and see what the cats are doing there. This is a place I always wanted to jump in. Think I'll stop in and have me a double root horiti. Again, that cat is cutting out on the box. I better take the Lenox Avenue bus and see what. Oh, it only costs a nickel, so that's a killer. Dive is low.
We'd like you to meet a friend of ours who goes by the name of Killer Joe. Picture a so-called hippie or hip cat standing on a corner in a neatly pressed, double-breasted, form-fitting pinstripe suit, a pair of pointed-toed shoes with bold white stitches around the soles, a black shirt, long white tie, a black pencil mustache, and of course, a very wide-brimmed black felt hat. Killer Joe always has a pocket full of loot, but only the kind that jingles. You see, he likes to play the horses. He is most certainly a ladies' man. As a matter of fact, he is always willing to accept cash contributions from them for any cause, namely his own. The most important thing about Killer Joe that you have to know is that he's very much against manual labor. Killer Joe.
And welcome to the Blues Talk edition of Blues with a Feeling. Finishing up the second hour now. Heard some very heavyweights, including that little clip there from the intro to the original Killer Joe featuring the art farmer Benny Golson Jazz Tet. Came off a CD called I Remember Clifford. Well, we just heard from Slim Gaylord two in a row. Sightseeing Boogie and Traveling Blues, Slim Gaylord being one of the rowdy-bowdiest, rooty-tootiest kind of cats that him and Slim and Slam and all of them, you know. You heard it. Oscar Brown Jr. in that set as well with Babs Gonzalez mixed in, kind of a little fruit salad flavor thing. Babs gave us a house rent party and watched them resolutions. Oscar Brown Jr. from his Sin and Soul Columbia release with the work song Somebody Buy Me a Drink and But I Was Cool. I think Albert Collins covered But I Was Cool at some point. And Willie King was in there as well, talking about being terrorized. America, wake up. You want to talk about terrorism? You better look in your own backyard. And it's still going on. And that ain't no joke. But around here, the thinking is, can we fix it? So, two things that they're trying to do. Not trying, they're doing it. The Pacific Free Clinic. The Pacific Free Clinic is a Stanford-affiliated, student-run health clinic that provides free health assessments, low-cost medication, education, and referrals for low-income, uninsured adults in the San Jose area. The clinic is open to all regardless of immigration status, with services provided in English, Spanish, Vietnamese, Cantonese, and Mandarin Chinese. The Pacific Free Clinic operates out of Overfelt High School, and for more information, contact them online at pacific.stanford.edu or a toll-free number, 888-321-9972, 321-9972. If you or anybody you know needs help, call them. Also, right here on campus, you might not know, but the Stanford Blood Center is taking care of